Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talker Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Well, yesterday, and I'll get back on that, yesterday I was trying to bring to you, as we talked about the Bill of Rights, something that Trey Gowdy was attacking. But I want to put that on hold for just a little bit as we discuss the rhinos in Congress. Now, he did exactly what we thought he would do. Paul Ryan is following in John Boehner's footsteps. And they have passed a spending bill, the budget. They're calling it omnibus budget. He surrenders everything to the Democrats. Well, I'm here to tell you, D.C. occupiers aren't surrendering to anyone. They're doing what they do, occupying offices and cutting deals. They didn't cave in to please Obama. They didn't cave in to stop a shutdown. They did exactly what they had planned and wanted to do. They are as dangerous or more so, more dangerous, more devastating, more murderous to our liberties and our freedoms than ISIS. While we've been chasing ISIS, the D.C. occupiers have been occupying offices and cutting deals. We knew that Ryan wasn't going to behave himself. And he didn't. Not for you. Not for me. Not for the American people. Well, you can hate Trump if you want to. That's all right. I don't care. But he came out and had some things to say about it. And I'm looking for that article that I had in front of me just a few minutes ago. But he tells you exactly what's going on. Well, not exactly what's going on, because I don't know if he understands everything. I don't know that I understand everything. But he has some interesting comments that he makes here. He just says they threw in the towel. I don't think they threw in the towel. I think they had no intentions of ever doing it. I think they never had one iota of an intention of stopping the EPA or Planned Parenthood. They never planned to shut down Obamacare. That's why. Why would they care? They're exempt from it. You and I have made a grievous mistake to ever trust any politician. These actions are exactly why the American people, by the way, we were really insulted last night. Why the American people are looking for an outsider rather than a GOP-established politician. That's the reason. The GOP is scared to death they're going to do it. But on Fox last night, and I can't remember, I think it was Bernie Sanders. I'll think of it here in a little bit. I think it was him. They were insulting any American people who were on board with Trump. And actually, if you look into what he was saying, anyone who's not looking at a politician, he said that those who are following Trump, that are supporting Trump, they don't really represent the American people. They are American people. They have a different opinion. Where does he get off saying such a thing? You know why? Because he's a career politician. They make their bucks analyzing what's going on in the D.C. business world. The United States Incorporated is our ISIS. As far as our liberties and our freedoms and our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, Trump says, the only special interest not being served by our government is the American people. You and I do not matter. Not to any of these political analysts. Not to any of these career politicians. Oh, they want you to, they want to please you when they want your vote. But look what they do once they get there. And that, my friends, is why we are angry at the GOP. The GOP promotes. They don't care whether they're president or not. Why should they? They're doing just fine. Occupying offices and cutting deals. I put on the post when I announced what the show was going to be today. I put a picture of Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth. Well, the truth is they're not representing us. And the truth is it's our fault. And the truth is, whether you like Trump, whether you like Carson, whether you like Carly Fiorina, whoever, even Cruz, he is there. He's not, he doesn't get along with the GOP, which is why I like him. It doesn't matter, but we've got to stop going along with the establishment. We've got to start putting people in there that actually love this country. I don't care what kind of experience they have in politics. The experience hasn't done very well for us, has it? Well, this spending bill that they've compromised on, which I don't believe they did. I just believe they did what they wanted to do all along. The other was just rhetoric, was just talk, gum flapping. To avoid a government shutdown, this is what Trump says, a cowardly threat from an incompetent president, the elected Republicans in Congress threw in the towel and showed absolutely no budget discipline. They don't care. And I don't think they did it to please President Obama any more than what he did when he was senator, that he did anything to please who was president at that time. They're all in this together, holding hands, as they cut those deals. And those deals steal from your pockets and from your hearts and from your liberty and from your independence. As they do these things, as they conduct their business for the incorporated United States, the Constitution is thrown out. The Bill of Rights doesn't matter. Why do you think they want to take away the First and the Second Amendments so bad? It's called tyranny. They don't want you to have a say, and they don't want you to get upset and defend yourself. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I don't know if you noticed or not, but I'm a little bit upset. They say you can't handle the truth. You know what? I'm done handling the truth. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. I've kind of been on a rant and a tear. I'm a little upset, not unexpectedly, though, at what Congress has done. The so-called conservative Republicans, as they caved in one more time. I don't believe they caved in at all. I believe they did exactly what they planned on doing. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today? Larry?
Yeah, you're...
There you go.
Yes. Hi. You're right. Like Trump said, one man wanted to give Rubio a $100 million for his election deal. And Trump said, well, if you take that money, they're going to own you. Yeah, and politicians, it was a bunch of...
Politicians?
it was a bunch of promises, and once they get in office, they don't keep their word.
They don't keep their word to you and me. They keep their word to whoever funded their campaigns.
Right.
Except for the little mom and pops that are giving them $5 and $10, maybe $100, maybe $50 here and there. They don't care about that. But those that are giving them the big bucks to run their campaigns, they're the ones they're loyal to.
Yeah, it ain't our fault. You know, we take them at their word, you know, before they get in office, and when they get in office, they flip like a rattlesnake.
We should never trust them, that's for sure. Kind of like a used car salesman. Okay, yeah. I just offended some used car salesman. I'm sorry, it's an old joke. But, you know, it's obvious that what they're doing, and I don't believe... I just simply do not believe that they caved to please Obama or they caved to stop a show. My question today is, Who out there in my listening land is worried and scared about the government being shut down? Are you? Give us a little relief. All right, Larry, I'm gonna let you go. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't believe they did this to please Obama. Not for 1 minute do I believe that. In this article, it says America needs a president. I'm not sure a president is the answer. Now, Mr. Trump, we and I have to talk about that. I think he says America needs a president that can hold Congress accountable. It's time we imposed budget discipline by holding the line on spending, getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse, and by taking in our debt. To do these things, we need a president, he says. Who can lead the fight to hold Congress and the rest of the government accountable. And I say, will a president be able to control Congress? Do you really believe that they caved to please Obama? Do you really think that they did what they did to stop a shutdown? I don't. I don't think the American people are scared or worried about a government shutdown. You know, it comes to this every single year to the December date, and they have to get things done quickly so they can go on vacation, so they can have their Christmas break. When do the American people get to have a break? We have Mike from Virginia. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing there, kiddo?
I'm doing pretty good.
I tell you the one thing is, we've been taught all our lives to look for the boogeyman without, or foreign boogeyman, that we have failed to look for the boogeyman within. You know what I mean? What does the old say? Against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The domestic enemy is the foreign, is the TC occupiers. They get us focusing on an enemy somewhere else that we don't look at them. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And we need to call them what they are. They are D.C. occupiers. That's what they are. Now, we elected them, and that's our fault.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did
they vote, elected, whatever, and they say, and that's it. That's not the end of the process. That's the beginning. Now you got to make sure he's doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
You know, most people just go to the polls, go to the bar, get drunk, and they don't care. You know what I mean?
There's no way for us to know what they're doing until after they've done it. They don't even read the bills. They don't, I mean, to me, that in and of itself is treasonous. If they're going to pass a bill and perpetrate some kind of a law or restriction or regulation or mandate on the people of the United States of America, and they didn't read it,
you got that right.
Then
well,
it's
like
treason.
I said, I think it was Ron Paul who tried to get a bill passed in Congress years ago that he said, I don't care if they pass 50 bills a year instead of 5,000, but it should be mandatory. They read every word for word in it. And if a bill was about one thing, that's all it should be about. No,
that's
no
right.
Added pork into it. You know what I mean?
One item at a time on a bill.
Exactly.
And unless it's an amendment, it has to do with the bill, which is totally
right.
Different. But
right.
And you know, that's what they're saying. They caved to this for that and that for this. And I'm just kind of done with them. We're going to call it like it is. We maybe not be able to handle the truth, but by golly, we're going to tell the truth.
Exactly. We have to pass it to see what's in it. How ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous statement on the planet. You know what I mean? We got to pass it before we know what's in it.
I know. Well, I'm going to have to let you go here, Mike. We're going to take some other callers here pretty soon, I do believe. So I want to get into some of this. Thank you. I want to get into a little bit of this about this bill. It, we could kiss private property away. I just want you to understand that. When they do these things, they have taken away your life, liberty, and the pursuit of property, the pursuit of happiness, the pursuit of prosperity. It is gone. All for the sake of what? Clean air? So that the government can control your waterways, including a puddle in the backyard? We need to wake up. We barely have anything left, if we have anything. And I don't even know if Mr. Trump, I don't even know if Mr. Carson, I don't even know if Carly Fiorina realizes how bad it is. We have Bob from Montana. Bob, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine. The only thing I got to say is the way I believe it, if we have one more Democrat in that White House, our country is done as we know it.
Okay, but Bob,
I gotta say.
Bob, hold on a second. I want to ask you a question. Did he hang up? That was quick. I'm not going to disagree with him, but I'm going to tell you what. This is the Republicans that did this. They have the majority. Why did they have to cave to please the Democrats? They couldn't win any of them over. Did they try to win any of them over? I mean, I agree that what we've had in the presidency has been bad. He doesn't even care. You can tell that in his speeches. He gets passionate about some things, but he sure doesn't get passionate about the American people. They're running a business. It's the United States Incorporated. The handwriting is on the wall. The D.C. occupiers. It's a scam. The GOP elite. It's a scam. There are some conservatives. Trey Gowdy, he's fighting. But these guys are few and far between. Rubio, I don't trust him. I don't know him. But I don't trust anybody anymore. These guys are just nuts. Look what they've done. You cannot blame the president. You cannot blame the Democrats. The Republicans have the majority. They can't get her done. One more time, they cave in. They didn't cave in. Paul Ryan didn't cave in. This is what he planned all along. All along. The rest of it was all a pretense. We're going into a break. Kent, I want you to hang on. Kent's waiting there in West Virginia. Hang on, Kent. And we'll be with you when we come back. Your calls are welcome. It is Free for All Friday. I'm kind of on a tear. You can join me if you want, or we can switch gears. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog, and then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run, or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. I've been kind of on a rant, a tear about them caving in one more time. This time, not led by Boehner, but led by, let's see, we said it was O'Boehner because he does whatever Obama wants, and now it's O'Ryan. O'Ryan's doing whatever Obama wants. But I'm going to tell you right now, it has nothing to do with what Obama wants. They're all in this together, or it wouldn't keep happening. We have Kent from West Virginia. Kent, thank you for waiting.
Yeah, hey. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, I just watched a documentary, I got to get this thing, watched it last night, called You've Been Bumped. There's a trailer on the internet, on YouTube, a couple minutes trailer. And I wanted to watch it because it's about Trump went over to Scotland and bought up some very beautiful land and built a real posh golf course, you know. And there were farmers there, and they were just like ordinary farmers, you know. Farmer, you know, he has a tractor, and like his farmer said, he didn't throw anything away. And all this bullying, talking to Trump, you know, he did the same thing to this farmer and called him, said he lived like a pig, and he wasn't respected. And he come in there, and he cut off his water supply. And I recommend anybody and everybody that's, you know, lives in a rural setting, you know, and, you know, you might have your old piece of machinery laying around rusting, you know. And, well, Mr. Trump thinks you're a pig. So I recommend everybody watch that.
Oh, I got a lot of rusty stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're having trouble hearing you. Your phone keeps cutting out. But I think I understood what you said, and we'll have to go see what that is. You know, I've been trying to get him to come on the air, him and Ted Cruz and some of the others. I've been trying to get him to come on the air. If they do, we'll just ask them. We won't be like the other ones. We're going to ask them some hard questions.
Yeah, well, right. Ben Trump will give you a good picture of it.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Trump or no Trump, Carly Fiorina or no Carly Fiorina, Ben Carson or no Ben Carson, Ted Cruz or no Ted Cruz, there's some kind of a reason that the GOP is so adamant that they do not want you, the American people, to even look at somebody that's not an established GOP. And they're doing their very best to keep that from happening. So when the chairman of the GOP made his little tiny speech before the debate the other night and talked about it being a unifying message, well, who are they unifying with? Who are they uniting with? One another? Against you and me? Who is it that they're going to unite against? We have Sandy from South Dakota. Sandy, how are you today? Sandy, are you there?
I listened to parts of your show, and then it's like, oh my gosh, I'm busy and I'm running around. And I thought, well, today it's pretty dang cold in here in South Dakota. Snow on the ground. And my little body is feeling cold on the inside listening to you today, because I think, I don't know how many Americans realize the amount of trouble we're in.
Yes.
But I wanted you to know that Rush Limbaugh a few weeks ago talked about people saying, well, Congress is kind of, they're misinformed, and they really, they just don't understand, and they gave all kinds of excuses, and then Rush put it on the line, and he said, people, I want to tell you, they are intentionally doing what they're doing because that's what they want to do. And he laid it on the line, and I thought that's the first time I've ever heard Rush talk about our congressmen are just exactly what you're saying.
Well, you think he's growing up, maybe? You think maybe Rush Limbaugh's growing up?
I think he's scared. I think a lot of people out there are thinking,
and
you know what?
You know what, Ken? Go ahead. Finish your statement. I'm sorry.
Our attention, like you're saying, is in 80 different directions. Mm. The deficit and the money is out of control. The terrorists are out of control. Everybody's out of control. Oh, but our Congress, aren't they? And the president, they're just hanging in there trying to do their best. And like you said, oh, some of the speeches and some of the ways they're talking. And then Barbara Walters did the 10 most interesting people of 2015. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I didn't see that, so I don't know who they were, but I never agree with Barbara Walters.
Oh, Bernie Sanders and Jenner and Trump, and gave a whole bunch of names, and I'm thinking, well, some of them are interesting and some are just wealthy.
I'd say define interesting.
Yeah, but I think it's like we talked about before, and I've told you before, we need a march on Washington about the size of the Tea Party that invited Beck and Palin and a bunch of people, and I remember there were mobs all over Washington, D.C. We need to have it right at before they come back from one of their vacations, and we need people all very calm and very peaceful blocking the Capitol and telling them we're going to get the money out of D.C.
Maybe we should say, you know what, we've decided to shut the government down.
Yeah, it would be a benefit.
Wouldn't it be? You know, I had kind of had this dream a year ago where I thought we should, all us gals ought to get our red shoes on. You can wear high heels. I'm a high heel girl, but you could wear whatever you want, even if red tennis shoes, and go on a brigade. You know, let's just stop the Planned Parenthood. Let's stop the idiocy, and let's shut the government down. You know, we're done with it. You know, when they shut it down, they want us to believe all those people that work for the government are missing out on Christmas or this or that, but they get all that money back. As soon as it opens back up, they get all that back pay. It's like paid vacation for them. Well, you and I don't get that.
I know. So I've got a couple of Democrat friends, and they're liberals, and I said, I just challenge you to come with me because next year I'm going to make that summit in Denver. And I said, I missed it last time, and I found out you were there.
Yes.
I was really ticked because I thought I would have gotten to see Beth Ann. But I want you to know I pray for you every day.
Oh,
I'm
thank
so thankful
you, Sam.
You're still able to be heard on the radio.
Thank you.
And for all these other people that are trying to spread the word of, you better watch what's happening in your neighborhoods. Because I'll tell you, Hot Springs, South Dakota has 200 FEMA agents that say they're helping on the Pine Ridge Reservation.
Well, they're watching out for ISIS, aren't they? They're trying to make sure you're safe from ISIS.
Oh, well, no, they're telling us they're going to do something for the Indians with their housing on the res. And I thought, 200 agents? They've got an office building that is protected by armed guards.
It's absolutely unreal.
Yeah,
and they're not there.
Over.
They're not there for the reservation. They're not there for you. They're not there for us and me. They're not, you know, it's...
It's
we're in a bad way. You know, and one of the commentators, I started to say a little bit ago, one of the commentators last night on Fox News, they're saying, well, I don't think things are as bad as you. Bill O'Reilly was saying how bad things are and how upset. Well, I don't think it's as bad as you're letting on. Well, he's one of those political analysts. He's making his money off all this craziness.
But then did you hear when O'Reilly asked Krauthammer, and he said, do you really think that there can be one person to... help America from where it is now. And, I mean, Charles just didn't have much to say. And I thought, no, it's going to take the people taking over and putting some of these people in jail for their treasonous acts.
We have to wake up, and we have to start. We've got to make some noise. You know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. We've got to start making some noise and scaring them. They are scared. I don't care whether you like or hate Trump or Ben Carson or any of these that people are saying, well, they lack the experience. I don't care.
Yeah.
The GOP is scared to death that somebody else is going to get in there besides them, and then everything's going to be found out. They're occupying offices and they're cutting deals. We're going into a break and Kay is holding. I missed out. I'm going to let you go, Sandy.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, and Sandy mentioned she missed seeing me in Colorado. Unity to come out and speak, I would certainly do that, and I might need a little kickback for that, but I'm not expensive. It's not like you're going to hire Hillary Clinton to come out there and she'll charge you $250,000. Not going to happen. Anyway, your calls are welcome. It is Free for All Friday. Kay, please hang on. We will be with you when we get back at 877-895-5410. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new Common Sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday, and we're in the final segment of today's show. I'm going to go straight to the phones. We have Kay from Nebraska. Kay, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little upset at everything, but it's not unexpected.
Well, you know, the Republican and Democratic Party are a united socialistic corporate oligarchy.
Well, they certainly
look at
are.
All the perks they get on our tax dollars.
Mm-mm.
They're practicing socialism among themselves.
Yes, they are.
They live very well. And it's going to take a lot of petitions to take the rights back. We need to bury them in paperwork and phone calls. And if people don't get busy, God help us all, because there's corporations formed all over that are oligarchies, too, that are taking the rights of the people away that work for them, too. We are a mess. We are a total mess because we, the people, don't have any rights anymore.
We don't have any rights. We're not allowed to own property. And,
nope.
You know, people may argue with that, but you don't own that property. And now that what they've passed on this bill with the EPA, and I'm going to have somebody on to talk about that here pretty soon. It's let me see, what did it say here? It's talking about everything that it gave up to them, and basically it's your property rights. I mean, it goes on and on and on here. It says the clean water, the Democrats won. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency recent update of clean water regulations, known as the Waters of the United States, rule extended federal protection to new U.S. waterways and provoked a stern response from Republicans. Yeah, it was stern, wasn't it? They passed
mm-hmm.
it. So they may have yelled about it, but they voted for it. And now even the puddles in your backyard are going to be owned by the United States government. So what kind of property do you have? You know, they don't.
Well, the thing of it is, Beth, what kind of property do we have? Do you realize how much property China owns here in the United States? You take, I was watching one day on television, and this minister that was on there, his name is Hagee.
Yes.
Showed a map showing how much property China owns all along the East Coast, and it swoops down to the bottom and over into New Mexico.
Well,
we need a wake-up call. Like he said, they'll control all the food. And how would you people like to go hungry here in the United States? He said, I predict a famine. He said, you better wake up.
Well, and you know,
this is for the truth. And they also have a radio station now called Alibaba, and they call it Baba.
Interesting.
It's a news station. Chinese own it.
Well, you know, and in Beijing, they had to close down the school. So if China's owning the property here, you think they're going to care about the clean air or the clean water or the oil or the coal?
No.
So they had to close their schools down because of the smog again.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care about that stuff. They really don't. And if they're going to start owning property here, they're not going to give in to the EPA. I can just guarantee it.
No.
But you and I have to.
They own a mass of property, and it's just it's just like that that Smithfield Farms.
Yes.
I mean they under the name of Smithfield Farms, and they want more power. They want power over the cattle raisers now, and they're working here in Nebraska to try and get it. Well, I hope some of these people wake up and realize how much control they have already.
Mm.
And when they get more control, I wonder what those people think will happen to them.
Well,
they'll walk.
Well,
I said, money talks right now, and
yes,
freedom walks. But when they lose their freedom and they lose their money, they'll wonder what comes next.
Exactly. Well, Kay, I appreciate it.
It's not going to be funny.
I appreciate it. Kay's one of my prayer warriors, and so is Sandy. And I'll tell you what, we need them, and I need them bad. And I appreciate all that you do, Kay. You're such an encouragement to me. I thank you so much.
Yes, and I hope people wake up and begin to draw up petitions. Get excited about drawing up petitions and presenting them to the governors of your states. Support your governors. Let's take our rights back.
You know,
rights back.
I don't know if you were able to listen yesterday, but I had the story about what they did in Yale, and it was supposed to be kind of a spoof. But went in and had these students, and they were not just willingly, they were thanking them, signing a petition to repeal the First Amendment. The irony in that, they're signing a petition, they're petitioning the government, which is freedom of speech, the First Amendment, giving it up. Willing, because somebody's feelings might be hurt.
If they want to be slaves, go ahead and give freedom up.
Well, I think we already
are. Go ahead and give it up if you want to be a slave, because you'll find out what it's like to eat dirt.
I think we already are slaves.
Right.
I'll tell you what. Thank you so much, Kay. I appreciate it.
You bet. You have a good day now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. Giving up their First Amendment because somebody might say something that'll hurt somebody's feelings, and those things need to be stopped. Seriously. What have we become in this nation? Everyone that's protesting, they're willing to give up their rights. They're willing to give up their freedom of speech. They think that that's what they're doing, but what they're actually protesting against. And Trump said something the other night, and you know, Trump doesn't use teleprompters. He doesn't plan speeches. He just talks, kind of like I do every weekday morning here for 1 hour, and I put my foot in my mouth on occasion. But one thing I disagreed with him, and I will tell him if I get to talk to him, was that we should be willing to give up something for our safety. And I disagree. The American people have given up too much already. There is no need for us to give up any privacy for safety. There is no need for us to give up one thing for safety. We shouldn't give up our guns. We shouldn't give up our First Amendment. We shouldn't give up our ammo. We shouldn't be restricted. Shall not be infringed. Compromise political policies have stolen your liberty. If you think for 1 minute that this vote pushed through and okayed stamp of approval by Paul Ryan was a compromise in any way, you are sadly mistaken. They didn't make the decision to please anyone but themselves and their greedy pockets. DC occupiers occupying offices cutting deals. They never intended not to pass them. Never. Can we handle the truth? You can't handle the truth, as Jack Nicholson says. Well, it's time we bucked up. We, the American people, you and me, need to stand up and do something. Take this back. Let them know, you know what? We can see the handwriting on the wall. And we're done with the D.C. occupiers. And we're going to put some inexperienced people in there. From the ground on up, from your local on up, it's time. You have a wonderful weekend. We have got to not take breaks. Got to stay vigilant and stand together to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Get Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.